Welcome to the Unite Church podcast. For more information about Unite Church, visit unitechurchak.org. Now enjoy this message.
Three things. He said, keep it simple, emphasize God's heart, and emphasize praying with God's heart. And so I'm going to start off this way. It was about a month ago today that I spoke at Kingdom Alliance Network, and I opened it up sharing this story. And so for those of you, I know some of you were there, so if you hear this story again, the Lord said, don't apologize that you're sharing this story again, because I have a purpose for you to release it. And so I'll start off this way. I used to go to Kalifonsky Christian Center. It was like for 15 years, twice a year. How many people went to Kalifonsky Christian Center? Never heard of it? And so they had these prophetic conferences, and they were full of the fire of God. I mean, preachers, ministers came from all over the world. We had our very own ministers, Judith Green and others, that were hot for God, still are hot for God, anointed. And the word of God and the prophetic word was a fire hose. I mean, I would be laid out on the floor. I was prophesied to. My life was changing. I had this exchange, you know, heart to heart with the Lord. My life was being transformed. I mean, they were just so hot. It was like bringing heaven down to earth in these conferences. And so we even had a friend, and her name was Sandra from Australia. And we used to call her, like, well, the Ugga or Ugga anointing. And she would get up during the service, like after the worship or whatever, and all of a sudden she would go into this Ugga, 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 and you just knew, stand back, because she had a deliverance anointing on her in that Ugga release. And so, right, Mary Lee? Mary Lee used to be there. I mean, people got delivered and people got freed. And so this is the atmosphere I'm in. I'm soaking in the presence of God. I'm being blasted off my feet. And so then in this one meeting, it was break time. And so a group of us decided to go down to, you know, the beach. We wanted to walk on the sand and be by the water. And while we're walking along the beach, a friend of mine, all of a sudden, I mean suddenly, tripped and did this face plant, bam, into the sand. And all of a sudden, the first thing that came out of my mouth, now listen to this, we don't know what's in our heart. We do not know our hearts. We do not know what's lurking in our hearts. And God will use situations that we find ourselves in to reveal what's really in there. So all of a sudden, she does this face plant, and the first thing out of my mouth was, O.S. Are you kidding me? I am in the presence of God. He's blasting me off my feet. My life is getting transformed. And that's the first thing out of my mouth? So anyway, we get in the car and we're driving back to the church. And, you know, all my friends are talking back and forth. They're chit-chatting. My head is down. And I'm in agony. And I'm crying out, God, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. And so we get back to the church, and we park the car, and I couldn't believe it. I get out of the car, and all of a sudden, my eyes land on this girl that's coming out of the doors of the church. And she starts, you know, walking toward the steps, and she stumbles down the cement stairs, and she does this face plant, bam! And the first thing out of my mouth was, oh my goodness! And I'm like, I'm delivered. I didn't even know about her. I kind of didn't care because I was like doing this. I'm delivered. I'm so thankful. She was okay. She was okay. But my point is, you don't know what's lurking in your heart. And so here's my admonition. When God brings up those things in your heart, do not delay. Connect with his heart and deal with it. Now listen, when I was preparing this message, right at this point, the presence of God just fell on me. Boom. I mean, I couldn't lift my head. I was crying. And the Lord said, tell my people. Now, those that are hearing my voice, of course, here, but those that are online, the Spirit of the Lord says, cry out, cry out, cry out, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from an addiction. He said, there are addictions in this room. There are addictions that people are caught up in. And he said, if you cry out to me, deliver me, I will deliver you, says the Spirit of God. So there it is. He wants to deliver you from those addictions that are like chains. And I saw the chains breaking. Amen. So heart connection with God is everything. Everything that Jesus did on this earth and is still doing has to do with the life of the heart. He was talking all heart this morning, Mike was. And so the Lord reminded me of this prophetic word that I received from Prophet Jeff Burke. How many people know Jeff Burke? Prophet Jeff Burke? Maybe not, huh? Yeah. Anyway, Jeff Burke was known. He's a very, very good friend of mine. Mary Lee knows, remembers Jeff. Very, very good friend of mine. And he's with the Lord now. And they called him a signs and wonders prophet. How many people know Sid Roth? Right? It's Supernatural. He was on, you know, It's Supernatural. And so anyway, I just love Jeff so much. He imparted a lot of things into my life. And so he gave me this word. God reminded me of this word. And he said, he prophesied, Karen, God's going to allow you to pray for bad hearts. And you're going to see hearts healed. And it's even a sign of what I'm going to do in them spiritually. And he's even going to heal emotions. So why am I telling you this? Because God wants you to know where we are prophetically right now. We're in a time of God healing hearts, and we're in a time of him healing emotions. So in Revelation 3:20, if you could put that up, I want to make sure it's the right version. Somewhat. Yeah, it is. It says, behold, I stand at the door of the church. I used to use this scripture all the time. Evangelizing, right, Archie? I mean, I used to use it all the time. And they would say, Karen, that's really for the church. But you know what? The unsaved got it. Because they opened their heart and they let him in. And they got saved all the time using that scripture. But that scripture is really for us. Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. Okay, hang on to that. He continually knocks. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door of their heart, I will come in and eat with him, restore him. I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Or in other words, I will restore heart life and emotional life to him. But this is for us, and that is what a promise that we have in that scripture. But he wants you to know this morning that it's conditional. You have to be able to hear his voice and open the door of your heart and invite him in. Now, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, Zach just said they're going to have a seminar. There's a lot of people that don't hear his voice. I mean, that's why he's continually knocking. He's not stopping. He's continually knocking. He speaks this way. He speaks that way because he wants us to hear, respond, and open our heart and let him in. And so, like I said, there's all sorts of reasons why we don't respond concerning hearing and opening the door of our heart. And we're going to look at that as we go on. But in 2020, since 2020, the prophets have been prophesying that this is an important time of heart connection and relationship with God and with people. Come on, it is vital, this heart connection with God. If we want to thrive in the things of the Spirit, we have to have that heart connection with him. And we have to have that heart connection with people for what's coming. He wants us, he wants his army linked heart to heart with him. And so in Proverbs 4:23, it says, watch over your heart with all diligence. With all diligence. That means you've got to give some extra effort to it. For from it flows all the issues of life. Who doesn't have issues? Oh, my word. There's family issues. There's employment issues, there's ministry issues, there's financial issues, there's emotional issues, there's spiritual issues, you know, not spiritual issues, but there's all these issues. Well, yeah, there could be spiritual issues, right? So in all of these things that are going on, God is telling us to do one thing, and it's to watch over your heart. Why? Because everything you do, every decision that you make and you're going to make is going to flow out of right here. And so one key to a healthy heart, oh, you're going to love this one. One key to a healthy heart is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And it says, pray without ceasing. And some people go, what? Am I supposed to go to a monastery and just give up life and pray? Pray without ceasing. That's a key to heart health. And I remember that's a quote from Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson said that. And when he said it, it grabbed me. And I looked up ceasing in the Greek. And you know what it means? To be constantly aware of your full dependence upon God. You're constantly aware of your full dependence upon God. And I believe that means that when you're constantly aware of your full dependence upon God, it opens that door of intimacy. And in that place of intimacy, you are sharing the issues of life. You would not want to, you know, share the issues of life with him. That would be, you know, independence, and it would be pride and unbelief. But when you're continually, what's the word? Continually what? Focused on God, then you're in that place of faith. I just want to make sure you get it. Why don't we all say it together? Praying without ceasing is constantly aware of your full dependence upon God. So I believe I'm growing in this. And I hope you are too. So I'll give you an example. I believe I'm growing in this because from the moment I wake up in the morning, I'm aware. As I'm moving through my day, I'm aware. When I have opportunities to pray or minister or encourage someone, I'm aware. In the evening, I'm aware. At night, I'm aware. When I go to bed, and I can't tell you how many times I wake up during the night, and I just, somebody's face comes to me or something, I am praying, and I'm aware. And I wake up in the morning, I start all over again. And you know what I'm doing? I'm starting to develop this momentum of praying without ceasing in my life. So then when I go to the prayer meeting, when I go to a prayer meeting, I'm praying out of the overflow. Out of the overflow of that relationship with him. Because prayer is not a function. Hear this, it's not a function. Prayer is relationship. And when we go to those meetings, then we pray out of that place of overflow. So prayer needs to be developed. And it's a key to heart health. Now, I remember coming home from a trip from Mexico. This was like 20 years ago. And it was a great trip, really great trip. And when I came home, though, it was a little difficult because I didn't have a job at the time. And I was trusting God financially. And, you know, I have all these stories of God. It was like he called me to be at the brook Cherith. You know that story in 1 Kings 17? It was Elijah at the brook Cherith. God was training me like that for 6 years, and I saw supernatural provision coming in. I mean, I'd say, God, I need $1,000, and I'd open up my Bible, and there's $1,000. I don't know how, who, what, when. You might need to open up your Bible more and start reading. You never know what you're going to find. So anyway, I come home from this trip, and I have no money. But I know God's training me, but I have no money. There's no money in the mailbox. Nobody's knocking on my door. People would knock on my door. I'd be praying one day. I mean, I needed $500, and I'm on my couch, and I would go, God, if you called me to this brook, and you told me that you're going to, you know, give me supernatural provision, then where's my raven? I no sooner said, where's my raven? The doorbell rang, and there was the $500. I mean, there was just story and story after story. But anyway, I was kind of falling into this. You know, you could be walking at faith in times, and the next moment you become a victim. woe is me, that victim Eeyore, Winnie the Pooh spirit, you know? And so here I am, there's no money, and there's no invitations to speak, there's no invitations to travel, there's no ministry, and I'm dying to my will, and I'm dying to my dreams, and I'm questioning God, what are you doing in my life? Have you ever questioned God, what are you doing in my life? Well, right there is when I stepped over the line into that victim spirit. And so after 4 days of being a victim, I'll never forget this. After 4 days of being a victim, I remember I was sleeping. I just kind of woke up. I was sleeping on my side, and I could feel his presence come, like face to face. I just felt his presence bump up right against me. And I opened my eyes halfway, and I heard his voice. I heard his voice. He said, come to me. Come to me. And I knew when he said those three words, he wanted to awaken my heart to him. Come on. Some people in here have to come to him. And if you're hearing this word, he wants to awaken your heart in that place where you're struggling. So he said, come to me. And when I opened my heart, there was instant heart connection. And so I really believe that there's some people that are struggling in some situations. And he's saying, come to me. He wants you to open the door of your heart. He wants to have that heart connection with you. And it'll break you out of that place of being that victim. And so then he asked me this question. I just love this. Once my heart was awakened to him, he asked me another question. He said, what did you love when you know, because I used to work for Alaska Airlines. He said, what did you love the most when you worked for Alaska Airlines? And before I could even answer, it was like he was just so involved in this with me. Before I can even answer, there I was in the terminal. And this is before 9/11, I'm pretty sure. There I was in the terminal. It was crowded with people. And I would wade through the people. Excuse me, because I work there, so I wore my badge. And I walked up to this door that said, authorized personnel only. And I took my badge and I swiped that thing. And I could hear that door, open. And I opened the door, and as I'm walking down the jetway, I could hear it securely close behind me with a thud. And I'm walking down the jetway, and I have access. I can go left and have access to any part of that aircraft. I could go through another door on my right that says authorized personnel only, go through that door and have access anywhere on the tarmac. And God was saying, he said, you know that you love to have access. But why are you not accessing me in your time of need? See, either we're going to, it's Hebrews 4:16, either you will boldly enter into his presence or you will shut him out with unbelief, hardness of heart, and a victim spirit. And I'm here to tell you this morning, he does not want anything to hinder your heart connection with him. He doesn't want anything to hinder your access to him to approach the throne of grace to get the help that you need in all of the struggles that you find. And so this heart connection with God is so critical. Now, in the early 90s, is everybody tracking with me? Is this making sense? Okay. So I remember in the 90s, early 90s, Mary Glazer, how many people know Mary Glazer? Wonderful woman of God. I learned so much. These two women, Judith Green and Mary Glazer, are like two pillars in my life. They have trained me. I have watched their lives, especially Judith Green's life. Talk about heart connection with God. I wondered if I was even saved. Because she models it, and she still models it, and she's just as powerful as she was back in the 90s. So we're thankful, and I'm thankful. I just want to honor the mentors in my life, and there were other mentors. And so anyway, Mary Glazier, just love her, and she started inviting me to her house for these statewide prayer meetings. Well, I was pretty new to prayer. And so I did more observing in those days than I did participating. And so anyway, Mary laid down this ground rule, and she said, don't pray a prayer off the top of your head. And it kind of like put the fear of God in me. You ever hear that? They're called air prayers. It's like when you go up to someone, you just go up to someone and say, oh God, just bless her, just help her, give her a good day today, amen. And then you walk away. There's no connection with the heart of God. And so Mary was saying, you know, don't pray off the top of your head, but wait on the Holy Spirit. Ask for divine direction. Connect with the heart of God. And then pray. Okay, so the ground rule is set. And in this meeting, I cannot tell you, I just love this. You could feel the presence of God rising in that meeting for breakthrough. I mean, the atmosphere is just filled with this presence. And we're on the verge of some breakthroughs here. And all of a sudden, a woman walks in, and she didn't hear the ground rule. And she started to pray, and she prayed this prayer. Now look, it was a precious prayer. But it went thud because she didn't have that heart connection with God. And you could just tell the difference. And so after this meeting, a group of us went to the movies. And I'm in the back seat, in the middle of the back seat of the car with Judith and Mary are like processing about prayer, you know, back and forth. And I'm just gleaning. I'm just gleaning everything I can. And all of a sudden, Judith Green says this. She said, people just need to learn how to pray the Word of God with the unction of the Holy Spirit, because when you pray the Word of God, the Scriptures, when you pray the Word of God, it will make you a good prayer. And all of a sudden, she no sooner just said that, and it was like God shot this arrow into my heart, and it lodged there, and he imparted a hunger for the Word of God into me. And it wasn't just to study and read the Word of God, but it was to pray and declare and prophesy that Word. Okay, so when the Lord was speaking this to me during my message, you know, about this arrow lodging and an impartation, he said, call the congregation to stand on their feet. If you don't want to stand, that's fine. You don't have to stand. And for those that are listening online, because God said he's going to release an arrow into your heart for a fresh hunger of the Word of God so that you will pray and declare and prophesy his Word with anointing and power. Why is this so important? Because when you pray the Word of God, you're in that zone of heart connection. You're in that zone of alignment with his heart. And when you release that prayer, it carries tremendous authority and power and anointing. And guess what? His word is not going to return void. So come on, stand to your feet right now if you want. If you don't stand, that's fine. You can still receive it. But he wants to release this arrow this morning. Amen. So Lord God, thank you. Thank you. You said that you would release this arrow. So I declare right now, that arrow would be released into the hearts of your people, that you would impart a fresh hunger for the Word of God, that the Word of God would come alive to them, remove anything that would hinder them from receiving the Rhema Word of God, and then unleash them, God, to pray, to declare, and to prophesy your Word in a new level. And we give you all the glory. Amen. Amen. Okay, so around this time, oh, you guys are just so much fun. I love receivers. I can just feel it. You're just good receivers. So around this time, of course, I wanted to take this word out and take, you know, what Mary was teaching. I wanted to take it for a test spin, you know, because I was new in this. And at the time, I was working for Alaska Airlines. And there was this guy, my coworker, that had acid reflux. And I never knew acid reflux could cause so much pain or be so painful. I mean, he was hospitalized several times. Am I running out of time? Am I good? I saw them come up. Come on, let it rip. Okay, so anyway, he had acid reflux. And I just have to check with the boss of the house here. So anyway, what happened was people were all gathered around him. We were in the lunchroom, which is the break room at Alaska Airlines. And everybody's gathered around him. I'm kind of like off in the corner. And all of a sudden, and they were talking about taking him to the hospital. His head was on the table. I mean, he was just in agony. And all of a sudden, I'm looking over there, and this compassion drops into my heart. Boom! And that compassion is what Jesus Christ walked in, and that's when miracles happened. And so this compassion dropped in my heart, but also an unction. Look for the unction in the Holy by the Holy Spirit. That unction came up, and it was like a kick in the pants. And he was like saying, get over there and pray for him with my compassion. So I waded through the crowd, and I can't remember what I prayed. I prayed this prayer, and guess what? He got healed. And he stood up in that break room with 35, 40 people, and he said, I'm healed. And he gave glory to God. Now listen to this. The Lord spoke this to me. He visited me again when I was putting together this message. And I couldn't lift my head. I was weeping. I rent the downstairs of Judith Green's house. Every time God was falling on me, I was running upstairs. He's messing with me. I mean, I'm just undone. I'm just, he's just visiting me in this message because it's his heart for you today. It's his heart for you today. And we have to steward what he's putting in our heart this hour. And so anyway, God said, I want you to tell them that he got healed with my compassion and the unction of the Holy Spirit. He got healed in less than 15 minutes. Tell them to get involved in this 15-minute challenge. And he said, I'm going to put the compassion in your heart. You watch for the unction. I'm going to drop that compassion in your heart. I'm going to give you a little loving Holy Spirit kick in the pants. And you're going to go and pray for the person that I'm directing you to pray for. And he said, they will be healed. So get on board of this 15-minute challenge. Who wants his compassion? Who wants to walk in miracles? Come on, this is our time. This is our hour. And so he wants to do that. Okay, very quickly. What hinders heart connection with God? Many people say that they can't connect with God. They can't hear God. We just saw that announcement for hearing the voice of God. They can't hear God. And I'm sorry to say this, but one of the biggest weaknesses in the body of Christ is that we're not grounded in the Word of God. We're not grounded in the Word of God. We don't have a love for the Word. We don't value the Word. And so we don't know the Word. And because we don't know the Word, we don't know Him. Show me your love for Jesus by your love for the Word, because He's the Word. And His Word is His voice. So maybe you don't hear from God because you don't have enough of his voice stored up on the inside of you. The one way that you can determine, that you can test to see if you have enough of the word of God stored up in you is what's coming out of your mouth during times of shaking. What's coming out of your mouth if you lose your job? Do you say, what am I going to do? How am I going to live? How am I going to pay the bills? If that's what's coming out of your mouth, you don't have enough of the Word of God stored up you, because His Word is His voice. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't hear the Word of God, get into the Word of God. You can always connect with His heart in the Word of God. Sometimes we don't hear from God because we have walls around our heart. I remember when I built those walls around my heart. I mean, I don't remember, I didn't know about walls back then, but I remember that I had a lot of pain and abuse as a child growing up, and then you live life and you get wounded. It's a part of being human. You get wounded, and so I built these walls. So when people went to hug me, I can literally feel, and I didn't know what they were, I can literally feel something in me push them back, push back their love and affection. And see, what I didn't realize was when I walled out people, I walled out him, and I walled out his love and affection. And so we need to ask him. He told me I needed to ask him to, just begin to tear down those walls. Not tear down, that sounds so, he's so gentle about it. But we want him to dismantle those walls, those coping mechanisms, those barriers that are around our heart, because that will hinder you from hearing the presence of God. Okay, so we want to allow him to do that. We're going to have that opportunity at the end here. Jack, you got to tell me how over time I am. I'm good? Okay, great. I feel myself rushing, and I thought, no, I'd better check. Okay, other things that hinder the Word of God, I mean, hearing the Word of God. I remember I received a prophetic word from Judith Green, and it was a fabulous word. I mean, it was a great word, but I didn't think so at the time. Because I'll give you an excerpt of this word. Part of the word was, God said, I've got you where I want you. Now I'm going to break you and use you for my glory. I go, what? What? She's like, oh, Karen, this is a wonderful word. I'm like, what? He's going to break me. God's going to break me. Come on, I got enough pain I can handle right now, you know. And so she was trying to encourage me. And so what happened was it set off a chain reaction on the inside of me. He's going to break me. So all of a sudden, fear comes in because he's going to hurt me. And then I have to self-protect because he's going to break me. And then I got these warped perceptions about his love for me that go back to my earthly father. And then, you know, a couple of days later, if that wasn't enough to deal with, a couple of days later, I'm mad at God. I'm just angry at God. And I said, you know what? You're not fair. You're just not fair in how you love other people and use them in ministry to compare to, you know, compare to me. You're not fair. And so here comes Judith Green the next day. Judith Green knew nothing about what I just lipped off to God, you know, what I just said to him. She knew nothing. So anyway, she comes and she prophesies, of course, this loving word from God. Because he knows I've entered into this process with him to take down these walls and everything. He knows. And so his word of love came. But at the end of the prophetic word, she went, and the Lord says, I am fair. Yes, I'm fair. What do you think that did with my connection with God's heart? Oof, just, you know, don't you just love the Word of God? So in Jeremiah 29:13, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. That means the areas of your heart that you have walled off or that you want to guard or control, or you make a pump fist, and you go, you'll never do this to me again. You will never hurt me again. I'm going to take care of myself. See, those are the areas where God wants access to. And then in Luke 10:27, it says, before I read it, I just want to tell you that this scripture about loving the Lord your God with all of your heart is found 4 times in the Bible. Correct me, Jim, if I'm wrong, but 4 times. This Luke 10:27 is one area, but then it's in Deuteronomy, Matthew, and Mark. God wants us to get this scripture because it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart. Well, it's pretty hard. You cannot love God with all of your heart when you've got these walls and barriers surrounding you. And you will love with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind. Look, we can't love him if we're operating out of a victim spirit. We cannot love him with all of our mind. And then it's about loving your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you can't receive his love and affections because of these walls, how are you going to release his love? Look, we have a harvest that's coming. We have to learn, right? We have to let him take down these barriers around our heart. We have to press into hearing the Word of God and being in the Word of God and opening our door. Listen, the unsaved people got that scripture in Revelation 3:20, and we can too. And so this is a time where he's healing hearts and he's healing emotions. Okay, I'm wrapping it up now. I'm coming down to the end. God gave me a prophetic word as an invitation to us this morning. It's an invitation like Revelation 3:20. I'm going to release this prophetic word, and he wants you to hear this word. You see, you're going to hear it by the Spirit. But what are you going to do with it? I don't care how long you've been saved. You don't even know if you have walls around your heart. You don't know. And so there's no harm in you praying, God, remove every wall, every barrier from around my heart. I want to hear you with greater clarity. There's no harm in praying that. And so he's going to be knocking on the door of your heart when I release this prophetic word, and he wants you to respond. So here we go. You ready? He said, secret scars, secret scars, secret scars. There are secret scars that people are hiding, and they come in all different forms and sizes. For there are emotional scars, physical scars, addiction scars, rejection scars, abuse scars, and you're trying to endure the pain alone, and you were never created to be alone or to bear the pain alone. And God says he sees your secret scars, and he sees all that you have been through, and he wants to heal and restore heart life and emotional life to you. He said, this is an hour that I long for deeper heart connection and relationship with you, but you must allow me to remove the secret scars and the walls and barriers that have surrounded your heart and have brought a distancing from me and from others. For I will reach down and surgically remove the wounds and the disappointments that are in your heart, but you must be attentive to my voice and willingly open the door of your heart to me and trust me, trust the steady, loving hand of my Holy Spirit to cut and remove those unwanted things. For I am close to the brokenhearted, and I will cause your life to be a living testimony of my healing power that will draw the harvest to know me as of God, of a God as extraordinary love, and a God who heals, restores, redeems, and transforms a life. Amen. Amen. So if this message at all spoke to you, or that prophetic word spoke to you, I think at the end here, you can gather with two or three people and pray. You don't have to share all the wounding that you've been through, but at least you can start praying, God, I don't know if I have walls or not. I give you permission to dismantle anything around my heart that would hinder my ability to have that heart connection with you and to hear your voice more clearly. And so if that's for you, say amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this message, please connect with us at unitechurchak.org. We hope to see you soon.